It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
I can remember growing up with my sisters working in flower shops and garden centers and talking about plants that hated to have wet feet.
Right.
Can you walk us through some of the shrubs and flowers and things that actually do better in wetter conditions?
Yes, and we've been seeing a lot more wetter conditions with climate change, a lot more heavy rainfalls and flooding and things. So there's two solutions. One is to raise up the soil and grow things in raised beds. The other is to grow plants that are more adapted to that. And we've got a lot of great ones that we can grow in Vermont. The first one's aronia or chokeberry. That one has beautiful white flowers pollinators like, black berries that the birds like, and beautiful fall foliage color on a 3 to 4 foot tall plant. What could be wrong with that, huh? Winterberry or the hollies, the ilex, you often will see these growing in swampy areas. But if you notice, they grow on the higher spots in the swampy areas. So they do need some water drainage. We're not talking about plants that are living in the water, just plants that can get a little swampy once in a while and it does dry out. Any of those would do well. Clethra is a nice summer sweet, a nice summer flowering plant with white and pink fragrant flowers to it. Grows up 6 feet tall, another nice one that does well with wet conditions. And then some perennials like Ligularia or the Yellow Rocket is a beautiful one. It has nice either spikes or clumps of nice daisy-like yellow flowers. It does really well in a shady spot underneath some trees. Marsh marigolds will be blooming very soon in wet areas, those little buttercup-like yellow plants. Once they're done in the spring, though, there's not much to them, but they're nice in the spring. And then cardinal flower, the Lobelia cardinalis, is a nice summer bloomer. Does well in the shade and itself sows. So my neighbor has it, and it seems to just move around his landscape all around the stream that he has going through his yard. And then there's finally one other bush called the button bush, Cephalanthus. It's a big one. It gets 10 to 15 feet tall and wide. It has a pincushion, white flower with red fruit, fragrant flowers. It's a native, and you see it along the shores of Lake Champlain a lot of times. So any of these plants would be good if you have a spot that tends to stay really wet.
Such great choices there. Here's a question coming in from Renee in South Carolina. Renee writes, "I've planted a zinnia garden before with great results, and I'll be starting another one this season. I also have a small apiary and wanted to double down on resources for them. That being said, could I plant clover in with the zinnia, thinking it would maybe help shade the roots of the zinnia and offer some additional resources for the bees and add nutrients back into the soil?"
Yes, so having a living mulch like that is a good idea, but you have to be careful with clover, especially white clover, which would be the one, the lower growing one, because it could take over the bed. So this first year, if you put the clover in when you plant the zinnias will probably do fine because the clover will take a little time to get established. But by next year, it'll be a clover bed. And then you're going to have to rip out clumps of clover to put your zinnias in there. So if you're willing to try that, you can. But I'm a little afraid it might get too aggressive for those zinnias. Another option could be wild strawberries. They're not going to fix nitrogen like the clover, but they will not be as thick in there, and you'll be able to thin them out and pop your zinnias in easier.
Okay. Robin has a question, writing in saying, "My well-established summer phlox have gotten progressively worse over the years. Starts with the stalks getting brown and dry from the ground up, and then the top flowers don't flower. I've noticed," Robin writes, "they seem to be mounding in large clumps in the flower beds, and they're really dense. Any advice for Robin and their phlox?"
Yes. So, Robin, your phlox probably needs to be divided, and that'll happen with phlox. So you can dig them out this time of year, divide them into separate clumps, replant them, space them out so they get better air circulation. That's probably going to help with the health of the plant and the powdery mildew and things of that nature. And you might even consider getting a few new varieties that are mildew resistant, a little tougher. They have some really strong growing varieties out there now that are better than the old ones.
Questions for Charlie about your flowers or gardens? Gardening at vermontpublic.org. That's gardening at vermontpublic.org. And listen back to this wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.